The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
And good morning, and welcome to Health Matters, because your health does matter. My name is Peter Fella. I'm the Director of Education at A&T Healthcare. And joining me this morning is my wife, Ann Fell, who's the Regional Director of Patient Services and Director of Quality Assurance at A&T Healthcare. Ann, say good morning to our listening audience.
Good morning, everyone.
And then this morning, we have a wonderful guest. Her name is Janice Valentino. She's the Director of Marketing and Development for Hospice of Orange and Sullivan County. Good morning, Janice, and say good morning to our listening audience.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for being here. A&T Healthcare is a home healthcare agency, and we have offices in Newburgh, Kingston, and Mount Kisco, New Jersey, and New York City. Our corporate office is in New City, and A&T has been honored. We've been broadcasting every Thursday on health-related topics and subjects, and as I always say, it's not controversial, contentious, or confrontational, but it is engaging, informative, and I want to say it is also entertaining. We do accept any questions or comments on our program. And we really are very thankful that we are part of your Thursday morning on WTBQ. And again, if there are any questions or comments, the phone number at WTBQ is 845-651-1110. Before we start, I mean, this has all been in the news, but there's a very tragic event that happened in Warwick with the student drivers and, the truck, the collision that occurred. And I remember saying to Ann is that, whenever you hear about these terrible tragedies, like your heart goes out to them. But I just felt this connection because it occurred in Warwick. Because Anna, we've been doing this show almost 4 months now, and we said Warwick. Oh, and it's just like unfathomable sorrow that must be going through. And it just, but I just want everyone to know that our thoughts and prayers want to go out to all the family and friends and people who were whose lives were touched by this terrible tragedy.
Yes. Yes,
I know
it is. It's a terrible tragedy that our communities are going through right now. These students are from Goshen High School. It did happen in Warwick, and we just found out as well that the third young man passed away as well. So, our hearts and prayers really go out.
And always pay attention. As I said, this is. Counseling and stuff, all these services are available, and if you really feel the need, that there's something that that you should do, but I just can't fathom it, the sorrow that and pain and suffering that they must be going through because of this event. But again, our thoughts and prayers go out to the families that were involved in this terrible tragedy. I'm very sorry. Anyway, I wanted to just digress a little bit. I want to tease the Rockland Journal News. But this is the second time where when we had a show on Health Matters, they had a follow-up article on one of the subjects that we covered. I remember the first one was Lyme disease. We had Congressman Gibson on. And then the next week, they had prevention of Lyme disease. Well, we talked about summer safety, and we talked about sunburn. And guess what? They had a fancy dermatologist and did the same thing, how to prevent and treat sunburn. So we really do have our finger on the pulse, and I know we put a lot of energy into deciding it.
Yep.
And I think that it also is important. The other thing I wanted to talk about is, again, we had another episode on traumatic brain injury, and Ann and I had a road trip up to Boston, and I learned something when they say car, and up in Boston, they only have 25 letters in the alphabet because they don't use the letter R, and that's why you may have difficulty communicating with them. But when we were driving up through the state of Connecticut, no one wore helmets on the motorcycle, and what was it, between four or six motorcycle, no one had a helmet on. And I was like astounded. Their mantra is let those who drive decide. But apparently there are only 19 states that require all passengers or motorcycle users to wear a helmet. And there were only, and then 20 other states, they just limited. And I think in Connecticut, if you're 20 or younger, you have to wear a helmet. If not, you don't have to wear a helmet, which is kind of ridiculous.
I wonder where they came up with that.
I don't know. And then four states, don't even have anything as it relates to, hair. But as I said, traumatic brain injuries are very serious. And I know we have it in New York State. We have a very strict one. And I think that's really the way it is. But I there was not one motorcycle that we passed traveling through Connecticut
Until we got to New York.
That's right. Yeah. I also want to remind our listening audience that we are on Facebook. And please, we want you to like us. And I know I've been saying this for a long time, but we do have all our radio shows. We're in the process of downloading them.
Right.
So you can listen to our shows, okay? And again, it's going to be listed on the topics that we're having. And I think it's going to be very informative. So please check that out. If you know someone
like
that it
us.
May have some impact, like us, and have a comment or what have you, okay?
And we also have a blog. We just started a blog on our website, and what's up there right now is the information that we had on our show last week, so look for it.
That's right. And again, we do ask, we do encourage any calls or comments, and even if you have any topics that you think would be very important, please let us know. Okay, well, let's get started. Janice, could you please tell our listening audience, tell us about something about yourself, and how did you get involved in hospice?
Well, I'm very, very fortunate and blessed to have gotten my job at hospice 7 years ago. At the time, before I worked for hospice, I was in radio for about 11 years. I had worked for a local radio station in Newburgh, Sunrise Broadcasting. At the time, it was WGNY, and now it goes by Fox. But I was in radio for a number of years, and I just happened one day to get a call from the VP of marketing at the time. Her name was Kathy Weber at hospice, and they were looking for a marketing director, someone that could help them, to educate the community and just to get the word out about hospice. And they asked if I would be interested in just taking a look at the position, and I said, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I was very, very blessed to get the job.
So you're a radio personality. That helped?
Well, I wasn't really a personality. I mean, I did sales for 11 years.
Okay.
I also had done, commercials and things like that, and I was always out in the community. I did have a woman's talk show for about 18 months on our AM station.
Wow, great.
A news talk format.
Okay.
And then they flipped it back to radio, music.
Music.
Which is... That's the prerogative of the radio stations.
Right,
they flip formats at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I do have a little bit of background in radio, and I love radio. I think radio is a great medium.
Well, we do too. We do. I'd say Ann and I are budding radio personalities.
Yes,
we
you
still
are.
Have a ways to go. We're not in Taylor and Frank's league.
No.
But we still have a ways to go. But
we are not.
We're doing our best.
No, we have a lot of fun with this.
It is. It is a lot of fun. And once it gets in your blood, it's hard to get out.
Yeah.
But it's a very good medium, especially local.
Mm-hmm.
Especially local. I mean, you have the Sirius radio, and you've got all kinds of
That's
things.
Right.
You
That's
can listen
true.
To music on your phone and all kinds of things like that. But local radio is still alive and well, and I think it will be for a long, long
Absolutely.
Time.
Jess, can you? We've all heard the term hospice, but
yes.
But what exactly does it mean? What exactly does it mean? So we want to. Part of the driving force behind this program is to educate our listening audience. What does that mean, hospice?
Well, I'm first going to tell you what hospice doesn't mean. And hospice doesn't mean immediate death.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's a very, very important thing for our listeners to understand. People feel and they believe that once you call hospice, your loved one is going to be dying at any moment. And that is far from the truth if, and this is the big if, you call hospice earlier than later. Mm-hmm. Hospice actually is very specialized end-of-life care. It is a specialized palliative care, and we're going to talk about palliative
talk about
care.
That. Yes, yes.
It's a specialized palliative care for end-of-life. It is for patients who are not seeking a curative method
Modality.
Or they're not going down the path of seeking a cure anymore. They are They want to live the rest of their life in comfort and have a hospice. We have a hospice team that comes in. We're going to talk about the team, which is a doctor and a home health aide.
How did
nurses.
Hospice get started, Janice?
Hospice.
What was the genesis of hospice?
Hospice started in England over 60 years ago by a woman by the name of Cicely Saunders. Yes. And she was a nurse, and she was, I think, a social worker. But she came up with the idea that end-of-life care needed to be far more than it was. Mm-hmm. And they came up with the first hospice at St. Christopher's in England. And it started to grow from there. The word hospice really comes from not so much hospital, but hospitable. Mm-hmm. They used to have hospices many years ago when people were doing a long journey. They would stop at what they called hospices,
like a rest area,
for rest before they went on with their journey. Mm-hmm. And so that's really what the core word of hospice really means. Yeah. And so about 40 years ago, it came to the United States, America, and it has been growing ever since. And I think more people now know about hospice than they did before.
Right.
I can tell you on a personal level, and this is, again, another reason why I got very involved with hospice. 23 years ago, when my mother-in-law passed away down in Rockland County, I come from Rockland.
Okay.
She had a cancer, and friends that loved her dearly kept calling, you know, my father-in-law and the family, saying, you really need to get hospice. And at the time, my father-in-law really did not know what hospice was. And the physicians weren't talking about hospice. They weren't telling my father-in-law or the family that hospice was even an option for my mother-in-law.
Yeah. I know that so often what I'm teaching is that dying is a part of life. Everyone
Absolutely.
Is born and everyone is going to die.
Yes.
And this is not something that we want to talk about, but it's something that we have to...
I think that's why. It's a hard subject.
It's a hard subject.
Right. It is a hard subject. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you what's even harder is watching someone you love die without hospice.
Right.
Wow.
And
right.
that's why I am very passionate about hospice care and really educating people about it because my mother-in-law suffered tremendously, and so did the family, because they didn't know how to care for her at the end of life.
Okay. And you know, go ahead.
We listen to Health Matters, and when we come back, we'll be discussing more as far as when you should be calling hospice.
Hello, this is Tom Babington, Vice President of A&T Healthcare. A&T Healthcare, created in 1984 by two nurses, is a family-owned and operated home health agency managed by professional nurses. We have set the highest standards of quality care. A&T Healthcare provides a full range of in-home and private duty nursing services, from live-in to hourly home health aides and companions who can assist with basic daily care needs. We also have highly trained, experienced, and skilled nurses who are qualified to provide all levels of medical case management services. A&T also offers private duty home health aides, as well as private nurse placement for patients who are hospitalized and may have special needs or require extra attention. A&T Healthcare is dedicated to providing high-quality home health services for caregivers and families who are caring for loved ones at home with dignity. A&T provides home health services for newborns to seniors and is a New York State licensed service agency serving Rockland, Westchester, Orange, Dutchess, Putnam, Green, Ulster, Sullivan, Nassau, and Suffolk counties, as well as the five boroughs of New York City and New Jersey. When you contact A&T Healthcare, one of their trained and dedicated skilled nursing professionals will provide you with answers to those complicated questions at the time when you truly need someone to take your hand and help you through the maze of healthcare. For more information, please visit our website, at-healthcare.com, or call 845-638-4342 and get the answers that will give you peace of mind.
everybody. This is Rachel Ray. Join me today and every weekday with Rach on the Radio. I'll have tips to save you money, celebrity chit-chat, and, of course, food. All from the kitchen table of our Emmy Award-winning show, Rachel Ray.
Weekdays at 12:30.
This is attorney Bob Krahulik of the law firm Beatty & Krahulik, the lawyer guy on WTBQ Radio. Tune in every Thursday at 11:30 a.m. for the latest in legal advice and tips. We're taking calls and giving answers to all your legal questions and issues on WTBQ.
WTBQ. And welcome back to Health Matters. My name is Peter Fella, the Director of Education at A&T Healthcare. And joining me this morning is my wife, Ann Fella, Regional Director of A&T Healthcare Patient Services. And our guest this morning is Janice Valentino. She's the Director of Marketing and Development for the Hospice of Orange and Sullivan County. And would you like to, again, please, we're welcoming any calls or comments to our show. The phone number is 845 and then 651-1110. That's the call numbers for WTBQ. And did you want to share that story that just recently happened on the hospice?
Actually, Janice kind of brought it to my mind when we were talking about dying without hospice.
Yes.
And the, you know, what a difference it makes. One of my aunts, who was actually the last of my mother's brothers and sisters and such, she passed away recently. And right before she became very sick, she did go into a nursing home. And she did, after that, go to the Joe Rasso house right before she
died. Rockland County.
And my cousin said to me, as soon as she entered the hospice house, she just relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
It
wow.
was a different environment, a different kind of care. Not that she didn't receive good care at the nursing home and at home
sure.
with home care. But when she got there, her whole aura changed. She just relaxed and was able to be in comfort and peace. She was
yes.
a very spiritual woman.
Yes.
And I think that that made such a difference for her and the family.
Yes,
they
absolutely.
They all just were celebrating her life. She was 94 yeah. years old.
God bless
yes.
her. God bless her.
Right.
God bless her.
Right.
She had longevity and
yes.
she was a very kind woman, but it like what a difference for the family to have
right.
that available, you know, even though she was in a facility,
mm-hmm.
she was still able, you know, during her last days
yes.
to go somewhere where it was peaceful.
Where it was peaceful.
And maybe you want to talk a little bit about...
Well, I know Rockland has the Joe Rasso mm-hmm. Hospice House.
Yes.
We here in Orange and Sullivan, well, Orange County, it is, we have the Kaplan Family Hospice
yes.
residence.
Mm-hmm.
And our residence opened in 2006. I know that the Rasso House, I think, has been a couple of years.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there are not a lot of hospice facilities. It is
mm-hmm.
it is ours and the one in Rockland
wow.
that are in the Hudson
in
Valley
area.
Here. So it is very different as you said. Now 85 to 90% of the care that we give, and I would assume it would be for Rockland as well. Those patients receive care in their home. 85 to 90%
right,
of our
right,
hospice
right.
patients are getting mm-hmm. hospice care in the home because they want to be at home
mm-hmm.
at the end of their life. They want to be where they lived
yeah.
and where they're comfortable.
They're surrounded.
And surrounded
which we talk
by family.
About,
and
Janice, we talk about home care.
We
all
talk
the time,
about this
too.
Every week. It's home care. That yes,
people
want to
be
in their home.
People
and
want
to die. They want to die in their home.
They want to die in their home. They want to
yeah.
die where they lived.
Mm-hmm.
And they want family around them. And there's something very spiritual about that as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's something, you know, hospice care, when we come in with our team, it's a social worker, it's the home health
mm-hmm.
aide, it's the nurse, it's a
mm-hmm.
doctor, it's, our spiritual care advisor,
mm-hmm.
if somebody wants that,
right.
And a volunteer, you know, depending on how long you're on hospice services. Unfortunately, we get many people. If they do come on hospice at all,
mm-hmm.
sometimes they're only on with us a few days.
Wow. Right.
See, that's
sometimes
the question.
A few hours.
Wow, but
that's you're right. I've seen that, and so
therefore they're not able to get all of the services.
Benefit.
Okay, let's ask that question. I'm sorry. Is that When is the time when you should ask about hospice? When should that question be asked? That's like 3 hours, 2 days, and that's part of the misconception that hospice is, you're going to die in a couple
that's
of days.
That's called hospice now,
And that's not it. But when should you start entertaining and asking that particular question when for hospice?
Hospice care is basically for, and this is what the state says.
Right, there are guidelines.
You have to understand there are guidelines. The last 6 months of life. Now, you can be on hospice longer than that, but it's the last 6 months of life. It's the last chapter of your life, not the last breath of your life.
Okay, wow.
And it is, this comes down, of course, we have guidelines, Medicare guidelines, okay? Mm-hmm. Hospice is covered, and this is how we get into the Medicare. Excuse me. Hospice is 100% covered by Medicare when hospice is given in the home. When you receive hospice care in the home, Medicare covers 100%.
Right. And I know A&T does have a contract with hospice as far as like
home health.
We are one of the providers for hospice.
Right.
And that's always
in Rockland.
Yes.
And Orange, I think.
Yes, we will use outside agencies as well
when we're out to other
if we need home health aides. We do have home health aides as you know as part of our
it depends
services.
On your need
exactly. But again, Medicare guidelines state that they will cover hospice care the last 6 months, and it has to be basically when a cure is not being I can't think of the right way to say it. You guys are clinical. You know, when a cure is not
being successful. You're not
successful.
Right.
Thank
or,
you.
Yes.
Or
it's
not being successful.
Or being right anymore.
Yes.
When all
options
have ended.
Mm-hmm. And so now it's time for hospice hospice care. And you know, the earlier you come on hospice, sometimes the longer you can actually live. Now that doesn't. I'm not saying that hospice hastens death, or makes a life longer.
No, right. It's really not the purpose.
It's not the purpose. Hospice care is to care for the patient and the family as one unit.
Wow.
To make sure that the patient is comfortable, and is able to live. And have as many more moments of life as possible until the end.
Mm-hmm. How does the family and the doctor work together? Like, can they have their same doctor if they start entering on hospice?
They certainly can. Many times we have families will say to us, I wish we would have known about hospice sooner. Mm-hmm. We get that every day, actually. And the thing with that is that many, many patients and families, they're relying on their doctor to tell them when hospices should, maybe be looked at.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that's not happening. I'm not saying all the time, but I'm saying a lot of times that's not happening.
Right.
Doctors are trained to cure us.
To heal.
Mm-hmm. They're trained to heal. That's their calling in life.
Mm-hmm.
That is what they're here for. And thank God that they are here for that. They are here to heal us, and that's what they want to do.
I know, and that's something. It's almost like when I'm doing my research on it, that many times with the physicians, if they're hospice, I'm a failure now. I wasn't able to cure it.
And yes,
it
might be
that,
and
that's one of those misconceptions.
It is a misconception on a physician's certainly in a physician's mind, but hopefully going forward, that's going to be different because I do know that doctors now are being taught a little bit more about hospice care and when to look at other options of care. You know, sometimes if it's not the cure anymore, let's look at the palliative. Let's look at the symptom management and if end of life is what we're looking at, then that would be hospice palliative care.
Okay, and that's important with the communication and everything with the family.
Between the family and the doctor.
A
family can call hospice at any time. Mm-hmm. Our number is 561-6111. It's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And they can call and talk to our admissions specialist. And if they feel that maybe hospice is something they need to look at for their loved one, they can call and make the referral. What we do then is that our admissions specialist will reach out to the physician, let the physician know, you know, Mrs. Smith has called and is thinking maybe hospice is an option for her loved one. And then we get the sign off from the physician. And I'm going to tell you that, you know, 9 times out of 10, the physician will say yes, all right, and sign off.
Right. It might be a little bit of relief for the family.
Yes.
Also, that you can kind of work as that intermediary.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, give us a call and mm-hmm. let us help you.
Right.
Are you listening to Health Matters? My name is Peter Fellow from A&T Healthcare. And when we come back, we will be talking about palliative care.
This is Tom Babington, Vice President of A&T Healthcare. A&T Healthcare, created in 1984 by two nurses, is a family-owned and operated home health agency managed by professional nurses. We have set the highest standards of quality care. A&T Healthcare provides a full range of in-home and private duty nursing services, from live-in to hourly home health aides and companions who can assist with basic daily care needs. We also have highly trained, experienced, and skilled nurses who are qualified to provide all levels of medical case management services. A&T also offers private duty home health aides, as well as private nurse placement for patients who are hospitalized and may have special needs or require extra attention. A&T Healthcare is dedicated to providing high-quality home health services for caregivers and families who are caring for loved ones at home with dignity. A&T provides home health services for newborns to seniors and is a New York State licensed service agency serving Rockland, Westchester, Orange, Dutchess, Putnam, Green, Ulster, Sullivan, Nassau, and Suffolk counties, as well as the 5 boroughs of New York City and New Jersey. When you contact A&T Healthcare, one of their trained and dedicated skilled nursing professionals will provide you with answers to those complicated questions at the time when you truly need someone to take your hand and help you through the maze of healthcare. For more information, please visit our website, at-healthcare.com, or call 845-638-4342 and get the answers that will give you peace of mind.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
And we're the hosts of Radio Rotary, heard every Saturday morning at 11:30.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world.
Radio Rotary.
Right here on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
This is Wayne Patterson of Better Homes and Gardens Rand Realty and host of The Real Estate Show, heard every Monday at 10 a.m. where you can learn how to buy and sell properties on WTBQ. Radio worth listening to.
WTBQ weather.
Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 70s to around 80, clear and pleasant tonight. It'll be cool in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine followed by clouds. A look for a high of 80. A few showers tomorrow night in the lower 60s. And chance of showers on Saturday with a high warming into the low and mid-80s. This is meteorologist Tony Salimo from the WTBQ Weather Center.
And welcome back to Health Matters. My name is Peter Fella, and we're here with my wife, Ann Fella. We're both from A&T Healthcare. And joining us, we're having a superb discussion on hospice. We have Janice Valentino, who's the Director of Marketing and Development of the Hospice of Orange and Sullivan County. Can you tell us, Janice, now, what is palliative care? You always see palliative care, hospice, they're always going together.
Right.
Explain to our listening audience, what is palliative care?
Palliative care is the buzzword right now in healthcare. And basically, palliative care is symptom management. Okay. Palliative care is should always really be part of the care plan for someone who has a chronic illness or a chronic disease, right, where they are living with symptoms that are really not giving them the best quality of life.
Wow.
Whatever that may be, whether it's diabetes, whether it's
breathing
problems, anything, anything.
We have talked about like a chronic disease is one that you have for a long term. You can control, but you can't cure. And you just mentioned several of them, respiratory,
exactly,
diabetes.
Right. It's not light. It's not going to end your life right now. It's just a chronic thing.
It's always there.
It's always there. You're living with it day to day. So palliative care is symptom management and taking care of the symptoms of whatever that chronic illness is to give you a better life, to help you with having a better way of life. So you've got the palliative care. Then you've got hospice palliative care, which is basically the same thing as palliative care, except it's specifically for end of life when someone is, again, not going after a cure anymore, and we're now dealing with someone who has 6 months or less, and again we're taking care of their symptoms and making sure that they have the best quality of life, and also taking care of the family, because with hospice care the family is the primary caregiver.
Yes, yes.
The family is still the primary caregiver. Hospice comes in to help the family take care of their loved one, but the family also needs support. They need spiritual support. They need the social workers to help them with
the emotional
yes. support
and the planning ahead.
Too. And absolutely the planning ahead of not waiting the last minute, of planning, of having everything taken care of so that you can just have that special
time with
your loved one.
I don't know if enjoy is the right word.
Right. Right.
Have the quality time that you should have.
So hospice is palliative care, but palliative care is not always hospice care.
Right.
So that's the difference. They're the same, but again, different in the sense that hospice palliative is for end of life, the last chapter.
It's important, Anna. We've had this several times. These are a lot of the themes that we've had on so many of our different episodes of Health Matters. But it is so important with the caregivers that if someone is affected, it impacts on the entire family.
Yes.
And sometimes the caregivers, they don't take care of themselves. They say, well, this comes with the turf. My so-and-so is dying of cancer. I don't have to eat. I can't sleep good.
That's right.
And that's totally wrong, because they're going to get...
This is going to help you if your caregiver becomes ill.
Yes, yes.
Or exhausted.
One of the things that we have are our volunteers. And volunteers are very, very important in our organization. We call them our unpaid workers, our unpaid staff. There are volunteers that will go into a patient's home and give the caregiver a little respite time, so that the caregiver can go out and get things done, and the volunteer will stay with the family. Our volunteers very important to our organization and to the plan of care. We do trainings twice a year for volunteers. Mm-hmm. You do have to go through. It's about for 6 weeks, because you do have to, you know, learn a lot about things that are going on with hospice care. Our next training, by the way, is going to be this fall. It's going to be in Monroe. Okay. So if anybody is interested in becoming a hospice volunteer, I have to tell you that many of our volunteers are former caregivers.
They know how to do it. That's good.
They're former caregivers who have had the experience of hospice and so grateful that they want to now give back, and so they become volunteers.
And they can share their experience and have empathy.
Right. So if anybody is interested, the next time we're going to be doing that is in the fall, and we're going to be doing it in Orange County. We do it we do it in Orange, and then we do it in Sullivan as well, because we do care for people in Sullivan as well.
And what's the phone number now that can be reached?
561-6111 is the main administrative offices in Newburgh. Or you can always go on our website, hospiceoforange.com. Or, of course, we all have Facebook pages now as well.
We do. And A&T has a Facebook page.
Yeah, we have to.
We'll be
in social media. So please like our page. And that's Hospice of Orange and Sullivan on Facebook.
Okay. You listen to Health Matters. Janice, could you tell us, tell our listening audience, there are a lot of misconceptions about hospice and palliative care. Could you give us some examples of it? That I know, even with myself, I always say that whenever we have a show, I learn stuff from it. And I've been in the field Ann's been a, how long have you been a nurse? I've been over, well over 30 years. A long time. But again, there's all, but tell us something about some misconceptions.
I think the first misconception is that hospice makes death come sooner.
Oh.
That is the biggest misconception.
You already said that.
That's so true.
Hospice makes death come sooner. If we're calling hospice.
That's it.
They're dying at any moment. That will happen when you're calling when they are in the process of dying.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if you're calling months before, mm-hmm. it improves your life. The aim is to improve the quality of the remaining life so that patients can enjoy time with family and friends and to experience a natural, pain-free death. And in some cases, as I mentioned before, hospice can extend life. And mm-hmm. and how does that happen? Because when you're pain-free mm-hmm. and now the person is being cared for, not the disease anymore.
Wow, yes.
The focus
yes.
is not on the disease.
Yes, yes.
I
teach that all the time. Yes, yes.
Patient.
There's a person. It's not like an appendectomy or knee replacement or cancer.
Right.
It's the person.
It's the
Always
person.
Remember that.
It is the person. Life can be extended and life can have far more moments, not only for the person who is at the end of life, but for the family who is going to continue to live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so that's number one.
Dying is a part of life. That's what we're saying. And I just really, Anne, that was a wonderful story that you shared, is that when she went, that's when she relaxed. It was like, okay, it was, what would you say, it was like quieter, all these things that play into it. Wow.
Right.
A lot of.
Another misconception is, this is another big one, hospice means giving up hope.
Oh.
Now, hope means a lot of different things to different people.
Okay.
And I'm just going to use this analogy. If we first find out, let's say that we have something's wrong, mm-hmm. but we hope it's not cancer. Mm-hmm. But we're using cancer just to use that, because we all know someone who has cancer or who has died of cancer. But when you first find out something's wrong, you hope it's not cancer. You hope it's not going. It's nothing terrible. But then as you go along, and if you find out, well, okay, now maybe we are dealing with something that cancer, or we're dealing with something that's terminal. Well, we hope that we're going to be able to cure it. We hope. Mm-hmm. There's always hope.
Hope.
Mm-hmm. So what happens with hope is hope it just takes on different facets. We hope we can cure it. And if that doesn't happen, then the hope turns to we hope we're going to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And so hope is always there. It just changes the meaning. But it's always hope. And then if somebody does come on hospice, well, then the hope goes for the family is that their loved one goes peacefully. And then after that person goes peacefully, the hope continues on with the family that they know they have hope in their lives, because they know that they did the best that they could for their family. The worst thing for a family member is to question, did I do enough?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're living with that for the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the hope then continues with the family, that they know that they did the best that they could for their loved one, and their loved one died with peace mm-hmm. and pain-free comfort. And with dignity, mm-hmm. as we all deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what hospice is about.
Great.
Could I ask, are there any diagnoses that you see more frequently, or that people would choose hospice?
Well, again, I'm not. Let everyone know that I'm not a nurse. I'm not clinical in any way. Community mm-hmm. education is what I do. But a lot of people do certainly come on our program with cancer, and mm-hmm. We have people who it's really everything and anything that could be terminal. You mm-hmm. know, whether it's heart disease.
Right.
Lung disease, anything like that. But people tend to always think it's just cancer. end-stage Alzheimer's.
I was just going
to
say.
End-stage Alzheimer's when they have that failure to thrive, right. which is the layman's term, where they can't eat anymore, they forget how to swallow and all of these things. Then they become what we call hospice appropriate. So really, it's for anyone who's dealing with
any. So
there's
a lot of diagnoses and reasons why someone might choose hospice.
And many reasons. It's not just cancer. But we tend to use cancer because cancer is that one thing that we all know, either ourselves or someone who we love, who has been diagnosed. Well, now they're going for the treatments. Right. So you go for the treatments, and if it's cured, well, that's great. But if we're finding it's not being cured and it's still progressing, well, then maybe it's time to look at
other
hospice care, look at palliative care if the treatment is not doing what we're hoping for it to do.
Okay.
Well, okay, you're listening to Health Matters. My name is Peter Fella, and I'm here with my wife, Ann Fella. And when we come back, there will be a major announcement about Dancing with the Stars. Stay tuned.
Hello, this is Tom Babington, Vice President of A&T Healthcare. A&T Healthcare, created in 1984 by two nurses, is a family-owned and operated home health agency managed by professional nurses. We have set the highest standards of quality care. A&T Healthcare provides a full range of in-home and private duty nursing services, from live-in to hourly home health aides and companions who can assist with basic daily care needs. We also have highly trained, experienced, and skilled nurses who are qualified to provide all levels of medical case management services. A&T also offers private duty home health aides, as well as private nurse placement for patients who are hospitalized and may have special needs or require extra attention. A&T Healthcare is dedicated to providing high-quality home health services for caregivers and families who are caring for loved ones at home with dignity. A&T provides home health services for newborns to seniors and is a New York State licensed service agency serving Rockland, Westchester, Orange, Dutchess, Putnam Green, Ulster, Sullivan, Nassau, and Suffolk counties, as well as the five boroughs of New York City and New Jersey. When you contact A&T Healthcare, one of their trained and dedicated skilled nursing professionals will provide you with answers to those complicated questions at the time when you truly need someone to take your hand and help you through the maze of healthcare. For more information, please visit our website, at-healthcare.com, or call 845-638-4342 and get the answers that will give you peace of mind.
That jazz.
This is Frank Lowell. Tune in every Sunday morning at 9 and Sunday night at 11 for And All That Jazz on WTBQ. You'll hear music of every style. It's the most eclectic show on radio.
That jazz.
Hi, this is Stacey Lawrence of the Greenwood Lake Garden Center, here with my co-host,
Kevin Sweeney of the Windermere Agency.
We would love it if you all would join us every Friday from 11 to 12 on WTBQ for Greenwood Lake Radio.
All Greenwood Lake, all the time.
WTBQ. Okay, and welcome back to Health Matters. Listen to Health Matters, and we're having a wonderful discussion with Janice Valentino, the Director of Marketing Development for Hospice of Orange and Sullivan County. Janice, could you go over, I know you touched on it briefly, but how is hospice paid for?
Hospice is covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and also private insurance, and also private pay is what we call that. And we do have a sliding scale as well for people who maybe don't have any of those things. But hospice is never denied, because of payment and things like that. So it's important for people who need hospice care or think they need hospice care just to give us a call. 561-6111, or go to our Facebook page or hospiceoforange.com on our website. One thing I did want to mention, and this is something that has just happened. As of January 1st, 2016, doctors now will be able to be reimbursed, I believe, for having the end-of-life discussion with their patients.
So it will be billable.
It will be billable. Mm-hmm. These are important. Mm-hmm.
That is important.
It's very important.
And it might make it easier for doctors.
Right, to be able to schedule that time. Right. Doctors are under a tremendous amount of pressure. They have to see certain amount of patients, and they've got a lot going on.
They're limited in the time that they can
absolutely
spend with
you. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I always feel that doctors, especially doctors who are dealing with people that may be dealing with end of life, I always say it would be great if doctors were able to have somebody in their office that's designated to be able to have these discussions with the families if mm-hmm. they themselves. Can't.
Right.
It's something that, maybe we need to look at this going forward. I don't know. I have a million ideas but you never know if it's feasible or not. But there are people who can talk about this. They're not afraid of it. People who are in hospice care, very special people who, and even in what you guys do, mm-hmm. you're taking care of people.
Yeah. No, we always say
you're
it takes a certain person to do this kind of work. Absolutely.
Right. And even just to be able to talk about it. I don't fear death at all, and I don't have a problem talking about it. And I think that you need to find those people that can can educate the community mm-hmm. about these important things.
Absolutely.
Did you want to give a summary of the five major points? We always have the five salient points of our discussion. But go ahead.
I think again the first thing is that. The difference between hospice and palliative care. Palliative care is out there for people who have chronic illness and need pain management and, I don't want to say pain management, let's say symptom management and symptom control. Hospice care is palliative, but it's specifically for people who are in the last chapter of their life. Hospice doesn't mean giving up hope.
Mm-hmm.
It means continuing in a hopeful way that your loved one is kept comfortable. Another thing is that hospice is not only for people with cancer; it's for any type of an illness, heart, lung, kidney failure, and end stage Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
Hospice is not a place. A lot of people think you have to go to a hospice facility.
Mm-hmm.
85 to 90% of hospice care is done in the home.
And we've always been touting about home care, about being in this
environment. You want to be in your home.
You want to be in your home, surrounded by the people that you love and who love you. Another thing with hospice that it's important that when people do come on hospice, if they are getting treatment in their home or care in their home, we provide everything you need. You need the hospital bed, you need the oxygen,
right, the equipment.
The equipment, you need the medications.
Right.
That's all covered under hospice.
And helping people to know when to give medication.
Yes.
When
to do what
to
you need.
Do what you need to do.
Exactly.
And sometimes you're hesitant, should I give this pain medication?
Right.
So
right.
The education piece is
And the
there,
education yeah. piece. And also, it's important for people to know that my hospice, Hospice of Orange and Sullivan, the hospice that you guys are affiliated with in Rockland, Hospice, mm-hmm. United Hospice of Rockland, we are not for profit. We are not for profit hospices. Right. We are not for profit. We need to raise money. Mm-hmm. I know my hospice specifically. We need to raise well over $1 million a year
to maintain.
Mm-hmm. Because again, Medicare, Medicaid, whatever payments we get, that's it. We have to continue. We have to pay the balances.
Right. We still have to function.
So with that, and I think this is great coming into what you would like to talk about, events.
I have a major announcement to make.
Yes.
I know that was a little teaser. I'm sure we didn't lose any of the listening audience. But I want to make the announcement that I will be competing in this year's Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, you will.
I am.
You're
and
a
that's,
star.
Right, United Hospice of Rockland.
United
that's
Hospice.
One of
oh,
big
I'm
event
sorry.
In,
oh, I'm. This is one of the major fundraisers for United Hospice. It's Dancing with Our Stars for the United Hospice of Rockland. I will be one of the dancers. I am presently taking lessons from Julie from Fred Astaire Studios in Bordonia, and Victor is the owner there, and they've been very pleasant. But I have a professional instructor that I'm working with diligently, getting our our routine together, and there were five dancers that are going to be there. And if you'd like to vote for me, you just have to go to United Hospice of Rockland's
website.
Yeah. Go to the website, and there'll be like a little form where you can vote for the dancers. And I would hope that you would vote for me. Mm-hmm. And as Janice was saying, this is very important. They are going to be honoring Mr. James Friedman and James Saxon, who's an attorney. They're the 2015 honorees. But I was very, very honored to do this, and it's a lot of work. And
for a good cause. Tell us what dance are you going to be doing?
I'm doing like a salsa. It's like a whole routine.
He's working
and
on his routine.
It is a very daunting task, and it's as much as they make it look so easy when we watch the show on Dancing with the Stars. It is very, very hard.
It's very hard. I mean, when you watch that show and you see what they are all going through, and the aches and the pains and the
trials and tribulations of it.
They pull this and they pull that and they dance right through it.
No, you have to like
you're
loosen
learning. Up. He's getting there.
But it is fun, and it's just it's a wonderful cause. As I said, and I think you were saying, Janice, is that hospice is very dependent on money that's being raised.
Yeah, we're very dependent on the donations. We're very, very fortunate that many, many families who have hospice care for their loved one will put in the newspaper, you'll see many, many times, mm-hmm. in lieu of flowers, making a donation in memory of that loved one, mm-hmm. to hospice. We depend on those donations each and every day. And we have events as well. Our event that's coming up, of course, everybody has a golf outing. So our golf outing is coming up on August 10th.
Okay.
And it's a great outing. Our director of special events, Gloria Alessandrella, does an amazing job with our events. We have our golf outing, we have our spring gala, and then we do, which I know Rockland does as well, we have our hospice holiday tree of life,
yes.
where
yes,
you
yes,
can do
yes,
you know a
yes.
star in or an ornament in memory
in
of someone
tree.
And on the trees, right? And so every dime that we get goes mm-hmm. right back into our hospice mm-hmm. to continue with our services. One of the services that we do, and I just want to mention this, and I'm sure Rockland does as well, is that we offer bereavement services, mm-hmm. grief counseling, to the public. Mm-hmm. You do not need to have had a loved one on hospice care mm-hmm. to receive it. We have our support groups.
Wow.
We have our Children's Grieving Center, which operates during the school years, September through June.
Wow, what a wonderful service.
So anybody who needs bereavement support, grief counseling, you can give us a call or go on our website, 561-6111, or go on our website to see when we have those support groups.
Oh, that's
good
great.
To know. You know, people might not realize it, that mm. there's other services available.
And right, mm-hmm. and these are free. And these are terrific. Part of what hospice gives back to the community.
Right. Janice, thank you so much. You've been a wonderful guest.
Thank
you're
you.
You're very
I
knowledgeable. And I appreciate you coming here on your busy schedule. And yes, it was at the last minute that I have to
that's,
say that.
That's, you know that's, what, it's all right. Any time I can get in front of a microphone, okay?
That's right.
Ask my family, ask those who know me. Anytime I can get in front of a microphone, I'm a happy girl. Like I said, I love radio.
I know, ever since I've been doing it, people keep coming up to me and said, Peter, you got the perfect face for radio.
Oh.
That's all they keep saying to me. I said, thank you so much. I'm shaking their hands. And
then it dawns on you, huh?
A little so. All right, you listen to Health Matters from A&T Healthcare. We're a home healthcare agency. It's just been delightful. Please remember to follow us on Facebook, okay? Share it with your friends. And as I said, we're in the process of downloading all our different shows that have been, that we've had, throughout our time coming on WTBQ.
So your family can listen in and listen mm-hmm. to your show today.
Yeah, you do the podcast. Is that what they do?
That's it, and it's all like right there. And but it is informative. And I think, as I said, there are a lot of things that I picked up. Even the last thing that you just said about, even if you're not doing it, if you're not have not had the service of hospice, you still have the bereavement service that could be available.
Exactly.
So, okay, so listen, we're about out of time. Where does the time go?
I know, it always goes quickly.
As I always say, stay healthy because your health matters. And to you, your family, and friends, all the best. And we'll see you next week. And thank you so much. And Enjoy your week, everyone, okay? All the best.